This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This organization has had a lot of success over the years for a long time. And there have been many teams that, you know, they have one good year and then they're out for 3 years. One thing I learned from coaches and from Thunder is about just surrounding yourself with good people, right? Surround yourself with good people. Now, as far as our staff and things like that, we're going to be good. We're going to be a lot better. Now, Bill always says this, managing expectations. For me, I'm not trying to be Bill. I'm not trying to be Bill. I think that Bill is his own man. If you can't tell by now, I'm a little bit different even up here.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Gerard Mayo, we're going to be good. Also Gerard Mayo, we want to manage expectations. Well.
Yep, good work.
Okay. That's the voice of new England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo, obviously replacing the great Bill Belichick. And we'll see if Belichick becomes a head coach in the National Football League again. He won't be one this season. And Elliot Wolf, Ron's son. That's actually true. He is Ron Wolf's son. Now the final decision maker, not the GM in title, but essentially the general manager for the New England Patriots, who hold the third overall pick in the draft. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, in like a letter to season ticket holder, said this is the most exciting offseason that we've had in a long time. Probably because they haven't had a quarterback at the top of the draft in forever since Drew Bledsoe, and now have an opportunity to take one, obviously, here. And Pete Prisco telling you he thinks there's an 80% chance the Patriots will take a quarterback with a third overall pick in the draft. We will start giving you our win total guesses for teams in the AFC, starting with the Patriots. Then we'll move to the AFC North. But Power Hour, Final Hour, coming up next hour here on the show. We'll roll through all our bets for tonight. So if you're here for the bets, you will get them, but not yet. Coming up next hour here on the show. But let's get some win totals here, Ken. And let's start with the New England Patriots. Again, with the third pick in the draft. I think it might be a little less than 80% that the Patriots take a quarterback with the third pick. But I think it's probably, like, if you're setting a betting market, it's the favorite that they would take one. Worth noting, Mac Jones is working out every day at the team facility, and you've got, like, ex-Patriot players kind of, like, really pumping up Mac Jones, like, deserving another chance with better skill position players. To me, it feels like that ship has sailed big time, and I don't think you see Bailey Zappe start another game for this team, barring injury here. So, if I guess we have to assume, right, it's rookie starting quarterback, and that'll kind of color our decision, right, what we think about potential win total for New England. In a division with three teams, the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins, we all think we'll have win totals in the double digits, potentially, right? Maybe the Jets would be 9.5, but more likely to be 10. So what do you think we see here coming up for the New England Patriots, Ken?
A really low number. Maybe the lowest number. No, seriously, like probably the lowest number, right? There's a couple other teams that you could see have really low numbers in the win total market. Carolina will certainly have a really low number. Washington will have a very, very, very low number first year with Dan Quinn. They'll probably start a rookie quarterback, maybe even in week one, like what New England might do. And we don't know if New England's going to do that, but you know, they'd be at the top of your list for who's going to start a rookie quarterback in week one. So, yeah, I think, you know, the market for who will have the lowest win total at open, maybe make the Patriots a favorite. And because versus those other teams, they play in this division, all six games, God, like a touchdown underdog or more sometimes, depending on how bad they are in all six division games. So what I do with every team, we did this yesterday, just a few statistical kind of particulars about how the team played last year. Just so if you're listening and you're like, well, what would I make the number? Would I make it this? Would I make it this? This could kind of help frame that discussion. New England last year, obviously, they have the third overall pick. It means they didn't win a lot of games. They won four of them, which is not very much. They had a Pythagorean expectation. All that is based on how much you score and allow, kind of like what you play like. They played like about a 4.5 win team last year, which is, again, not very good. Schedule-wise, we mentioned the difficulty of the division they play in. Their division, the AFC East, all plays a certain similar set of teams based on how the division cross-matches work. They'll play the NFC West and the AFC South. It's a pretty average pairing. It's not too difficult. It's not too easy. Every team will also play a kind of a, what I call a bonus opponent, which is an opponent that only they play and the team that they play against. And for the Patriots, that's the Chicago Bears, which is not bad. Ooh, some teams have drawn, you know, Kansas City drew San Francisco, for example. Rutrow, you know, like here's the best team in the league in the regular season from a rating standpoint. New England draws Chicago, which isn't totally bad. Here's where they just get, they catch a brutal break, though. So they finish last in their division. And usually, well, not usually, when you finish last in your division, you get the other last place finishers in the other AFC divisions on your schedule. Usually that's a good thing. Usually those teams you want, like, oh, good, here's a chance to get out of the gutter. We play all the other gutter teams. Like, great. Okay, who came in last in the two divisions that the Patriots will have to play? Well, the Bengals came in last in the AFC North, so New England has to play Cincinnati with Joe Burrow back, and the Chargers came in last in the AFC West, so the Patriots have to play the Chargers. So, like, in the most brutal scheduling imaginable, you get a, quote, last place schedule that has, like, two teams that are, like, among the favorites to win the Super Bowl and two quarterbacks that are, like, two of the favorites to win Most Valuable Player. As you're like, oh, like, who do we get for coming in last? The best teams. Oh, no. Which, again, this leads me to, like, the number is going to be impossibly low. Like, it's going to be a really low number. Usually in the NFL, just with how win totals work, even though we've added a game to the schedule, it is extremely rare to see a number lower than something like 4.5. This is essentially where the Cardinals existed for much of the offseason last year. There were occasionally fours and like heavily juiced over 3.5s. But that was a team, you have to remember, people thought the Cardinals were going to intentionally lose games last year to get as good of a draft pick as possible. We don't think the Patriots are going to intentionally lose games. We just think they're going to be really bad. I think a number like 5 makes a lot of sense for them going into this year, especially the division they play in and, as we mentioned, their schedule.
What would you want to do right now? Win total of 5. Let's say the starting quarterback is Jaden Daniels or Drake May, whatever, either one.
I don't want to bet the under, and I for now I'd probably do nothing. I don't know if I would have a strong opinion. Well, because what am I basing a decision off of? A quarterback that I've never seen in the NFL and a coach that I've never seen in the NFL be a head coach. How am I making an informed decision with absolutely no evidence? Not even like a little bit of evidence, like zero. Quarterback's never played, coach has never coached. That's a tough combination. Maybe you play up in that way. Maybe you play like, well, the market's rating them like they're going to be the worst team in the league. They just have to not be that. And we can have a conversation about Mayo and Coach of the Year, which I think is actually pretty interesting, too. But, yeah, I mean, like, if I think the number is going to be 5, I think that's about right. And then we did this yesterday for people who didn't do the segments. Like, if we're wrong, are we wrong down a half or up? We're probably pretty close. Are we wrong down a half win and it's 4.5 or up a half win and it's 5.5? Did you think 5 also? And what would your answer be to that question?
I think we'd be wrong down to 4.5.
Well, that's insulting. That's a 4.5.
Do you disagree?
That's a rough number.
But just like, and like, just to be clear, like the Patriots too. Could be on paper. Yeah, exactly. And the division, like it's brutal. Yeah.
I mean, we already know. So Cincinnati Chargers in the cross match is the last place games. We know they'll play Houston. We know they'll play San Francisco. And we know they'll play all the teams in their division twice. So 6, 7, 8, 9, that's 9 games where no matter where the game is played, you're more than a field goal underdog in the game. More than half the schedule. You're definitely a field goal underdog to start the season. And you're way more than that in some of those games. Like if they're bad and they're at Buffalo, that's 14. Like, that's what that number is. I mean, I just, it's real. Like, if they're really this bad, like a 5-win team, and they go to Buffalo, or they go to Miami, and Miami's got the best offense in the league again, and they're cooking, Aaron Rodgers, God forbid Aaron Rodgers is good, then you go to the, you know, go to MetLife, where, you know, the team that you beat consistently forever, and you'll be, you know, 10, more than 10 in that game, probably, as an underdog, if you're this bad. So, yeah, I think that's part of what creates the projection. But I will say, like, the bull case for them is, we will never have seen the quarterback, and we will never have seen the coach, so they can be a lot of things. Some of those are bad, but some of them are good.
Do you prefer mayo or mustard?
Totally depends on what we're talking about, sandwich-wise.
I tell you, I do
like,
find
like a,
it. I
like
guess
a deli like, sandwich?
Sure.
It's really close.
It is close.
I'll just say I'm not one of those people that's like, well, I hate mayo or I hate mustard. No, I'm a fan of all the condiments, really enjoy all of them. I'll say mustard. I feel like I use that more on sandwiches, and mayo I want like on an Italian sub sometimes, or something, not Italian sub, but it's something with Italian meats. Mayo kind of goes with some of that stuff. Basic deli sandwich, I'll go mustard instead.
And mustard, you can't put mayo on a hot dog. I will say, I do find it, and look, people can like whatever they like. Like there are some, like my wife hates ketchup. There are some people that hate certain things. I think mayo gets a bad rap. I think mayo's like delicious. I would never like eat like a spoonful of mayo. I wouldn't do that of mustard either. Like mustard right. On like a turkey sandwich is absolutely delicious. I'm a mayo
like
fan.
Like sour eggs with like vinegar, you know? Like it's no, I don't want a spoonful of that. No, I don't want
what's
that.
What's the best condiment overall?
I mean, does it have to be ketchup? I don't even eat a lot of ketchup, and I still think it's probably ketchup. Because, like, how could it not be ketchup?
Yeah. I think I go with Tabasco sauce, I think is my number one.
That's a really good one. That's definitely, I don't think it's underrated, because it's probably a lot of people really like it, but you can put Tabasco sauce on just a really large number of things and make those things better. Yeah, and make those
and
things a lot better.
In like, fact, way I put better. It on... I put it on so many things that I have to take stomach pills because I enjoy it so much and have
and
for my entire
anyway.
Life. And I eat it anyway. Because guess what? It's not like if a doctor said to me, you know, Nick, if you just cut Tabasco out of your diet, you'll live forever. I'd consider it. But I'm going to die. So damn it, I'm going down with Tabasco
right.
sauce. This is what it is.
Pass the bottle.
Okay. All right. So that's the new. Yeah, so that's the New England Patriots. So I guess we'll settle on 5, but I don't think I'd do anything at 5. I guess that's the right number then for the Patriots.
Can I give you something on not mayo the condiment, but mayo the coach here real quick? I think one way that this team is potentially interesting is we did this with Coach of the Year, but I'll just, as we get to the teams and the coaches again, I'll just say it again. Like you have to almost like turn your brain inside out when you think about Coach of the Year, because you actually have to ask yourself, what is a team that I think will almost certainly be bad? Well, then I want to bet that coach to win Coach of the Year, because we're all going to think that team is going to be really bad. And then when they're good, then the guy wins. Like, did we think the Giants were going to make the playoffs a couple of years ago? Absolutely not. Well, Nick maybe did because he's a Giants fan. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, I didn't. I did not.
Dable year one, win total in the toilet. They go on to make the playoffs. Oh, my God, can you believe it? Yeah, that's how you win Coach of the Year. Oh, my God, can you believe it? Last year, two different coaches in different ways. Oh my God, can you believe it? Houston won the division. Think about it. We were talking about Houston in this conversation a year ago. That team with one of the lowest win totals in the league. They draft CJ
Stroud. And
that's
this, right? The rookie quarterback and head coach we've never seen before. Quarterback and coach we haven't seen.
Ryans and Stroud, very low win total. Now, Stroud has one of the best rookie seasons ever. There's no guarantee whoever the Patriots draft is going to have a season like that. D'Amico Ryans, defensive coordinator for the Niners, was the head coach. Look, really low win total. Nick and I didn't bet the over. We didn't think they were going to be as good as they were, but you can see, again, oh my God, can you believe it? The Texans won the division. And you'd be like, well, Stefanski won. Oh my God, can you believe it? They won with 5 quarterbacks. Like, it's the same thing. You're just looking for some, is it just, does it happen during the season or before the season? That's all that this is. Vrabel wins with the Titans. You'll be like, well, Mike Vrabel won. Oh my God, can you believe it? The Titans are the one seed with everyone missing a ton of games. Like, it's always surprising. It's always surprising. It's never expectation. It's never like a hype team that actually lives up to it. It's never those things. So it's not that the Patriots are the only team that fits this description, but the Patriots are definitely, be really honest with yourself. If they were good, would you be shocked? Yes, we would be totally shocked. They stink. So, gotta take them seriously to win. In one of the most galaxy brain takes ever, would you be shocked if they were good? Yes, I think they'll be terrible. Great. Now maybe you should go bet them to win Coach of the Year, because that's what it involves.
And that we see it literally every single year in the National Football League. All right, so that's the New England Patriots, which means we can move past the AFC East. And we'll get back to this when we do Eight Buckets, obviously, a little later in the season. So now we'll move to the AFC North, and we'll carry this conversation into the final segment of this hour. We won't finish it here. And we'll talk about the number one seed in the AFC this past season, who had the MVP, the second MVP award, and that is Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. So here's what we've seen thus far this offseason from Baltimore after the losing in the AFC title game to Kansas City. Their defensive coordinator, highly touted Mike McDonald, leaves to become the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Like young Zachary Orr in like his early 30s, who just like got done playing in the National Football League. Orr will be the new... will be the new defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens. And here's where they stand right now with terms of some of their free agents. Justin Madubuike, like really young interior pass rusher who's awesome. Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, saying at the Combine yesterday on Tuesday that they're going to keep him. Like they'll either franchise tag him, sign him to a long-term deal. He'll play in Baltimore next season. They won't let him hit the market. Patrick Queen is going to be a free agent, and I know they're people feel differently about kind of Patrick Queen and as a player, but I feel like he kind of matters for the Baltimore defense. On offense, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards going to be free agents, and Odell Beckham a free agent as well for the Baltimore Ravens. And John Harbaugh, like in a quote that made fantasy football players laugh yesterday, said, yeah, we think Rashad Bateman's going to take the next step this season. What year is this? It'd be like,
what's the next step? What's the next step? Being relevant?
Like 30 catches. Like 30 catches.
That would be some kind of step.
Yeah, for Rashad Bateman. Yeah. So it kind of feels like the offseason not setting up great and hasn't been great thus far for the Ravens. They'll obviously have a lofty win total next season. Do we think they'll exceed it? What do we think that number is going to be? We'll talk about it on the other side, and Ken will tell you about the Baltimore Ravens schedule. Then we'll get to the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Browns. As Eight Buckets continues here on a Wednesday, Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.